This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A number of residents held a rally outside the Eau Claire Area School District office on Monday to protest a potential plan to consolidate elementary schools. District officials are considering a few proposals for consolidation involving Flynn, Longfellow, and Roosevelt Elementary Schools. They say the consolidation plans are the result of an over 8% decrease in enrollment at elementary schools over the last 10 years. Residents speaking against the consolidation plans say that keeping their communities and class sizes smaller is beneficial for the students. The Menominee Farmers Market is reminding residents that their indoor market will begin operating over the next couple of weeks. According to a press release, the indoor market will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on the first and third Saturdays of the month between November and April. In addition to providing residents with an opportunity to support local farm producers, the markets will also feature live music at the Raw Deal in downtown Menominee. In addition to locally produced food, residents can also find handcrafted gifts at the market. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at warning private well owners of contamination in the groundwater. The proposed bill would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to notify county and tribal health departments when they detect an amount of contaminants like PFAS or nitrates that exceeds state standards. The owners of the private wells would then be notified of the issue so they can seek out the various local and state initiatives and assistance programs to clean the contamination up. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of funding within the next 2 weeks due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to a press release, the food share program receives all of its funding from the federal government. Without that funding, nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites who rely on the program may lose that assistance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also encouraging residents who use food share to ensure their contact and mailing information is up to date. An investigation is underway following an incident at the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport over the weekend. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to reports of a small plane sliding off the runway at around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. Two people were in the plane when the incident occurred, and neither was reported injured. The plane suffered some minor damage and was removed from the airfield within a few hours. Airport officials say the incident will be investigated by the Federal Aviation Administration or National Transportation Safety Board. The school district of Bloomer is inviting area residents to a pair of community information sessions this week. According to a press release, the information sessions will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m. and Friday at 8 a.m. The sessions will both be located in the Bloomer High School Commons area and will cover the findings from a recent facility audit, an outline for long-term strategic planning, remodeling limitations, and the possibility of a new high school campus. Officials are hoping the community input can help guide their decision-making process for the future. Following the fatal crash in Polk County last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to practice proper safety when using ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials are urging riders to wear their helmet and seatbelt when operating the vehicles amid an uptick in fatal crashes this year. According to their data, 70% of the crashes this year involved riders who were not wearing their helmet or seatbelt. DNR officials are also reminding riders not to operate their ATV or UTV while intoxicated. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal to a Waukesha County Circuit Court decision requiring the Wisconsin Elections Commission to review the state's voter rolls. The October 6th decision gave the commission just 5 months to determine if any non-citizens are registered to vote in the state using Department of Transportation data. Attorney General Call's appeal argues that state law does not require proof of citizenship to register to vote, and the decision risks disenfranchising eligible voters who don't have readily available proof of citizenship. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand access to firearms. The legislative package would make firearms, ammunition, and other items exempt from sales tax on the 4th of July and during the third week of December each year. It would also allow residents to concealed carry their firearms without a license and strengthen language protecting the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed similar firearm legislation in the past. A proposed bill that would require first responders to carry EpiPens received a public hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week. The legislation was initially introduced in April with bipartisan support from lawmakers. In addition to requiring emergency medical responders, firefighters, conservation wardens, and more to carry the EpiPens, they would also be required to receive training on administering it. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates equipping first responders with EpiPens would cost around $2.6 million per year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.